The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
What happens when a beautiful single woman shows up to a church event full of 20-something dudes?
Oh, gosh.
Well,
mayhem.
They probably all have to start praying because they're thinking all sorts of bad thoughts. Yeah. And I wonder if that's what happened to Keith, who's on the phone today to do a second date update. He says he met the girl that he wants to call at a church function. And oh. Keith, when you saw her walk in, what impure thoughts were you thinking? What were they?
Guys, I'm embarrassed, guys. I don't really want to tell you that.
Oh, sounds like someone used the hymn book in a strategic place when he stood up.
No, it wasn't in church that I met her. You know, it was at a church function. It was like a singles barbecue.
And
yeah, it was like a nice day. And I've been going to this thing for 4 years.
For 4 years. Wow. And were you standing with your church buddies and you saw her walk in? You're like, dude, that chick, man. Oh, she looks like she could pray for hours. I would pray her so hard.
No. We were standing there and, you know, I was with my boys and they saw her first and they started talking and almost catcalling her. And I was like, guys.
At a church event?
Listen, like, you have no idea. There's a lot of pent up something going on with these guys at a church event. When a pretty girl walks in to one of these barbecues, I mean, you know, you can go a year or more without seeing anything. And then finally, like, a pretty girl walks in and, like, everybody gets, like, woof, they start,
All right, so these church singles barbecues are a lot like a construction site or prison.
I mean, yeah, it's unfortunately, embarrassingly, yes.
I haven't seen a pretty woman in ages.
Yeah. So, Keith, were you able to restrain yourself and actually be a gentleman when you talked to her?
Yes, I was. The guys around me swarmed her. Like, can I get you a plate of food? You know, do you want to go for a walk? And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to hold off. I'm going to play it cool. Because sometimes, you know, if you play it cool, then maybe they'll get interested in you. Like, why isn't he talking to me?
Well, obviously you're the expert, seeing that you've gone to the singles event for 4 years. Your game is not working very well, Keith, is what I'm trying to say.
You might be right.
All right. So how'd you guys actually start talking then?
Well, into the evening, they start to do games. They'll do, like, these little sort of fair games, you know? And amazingly, out of the luck of, well, maybe it's God's plan, I don't know, she was paired up with me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Divine power at its best.
That's right. Let's hope. But so she and I ended up playing this egg toss game where you stand close to each other, like 5 feet away, and you throw an egg and catch it. And you keep going a little further and a little further, and eventually you get like 15 feet away from each other, and she throws the egg, but she threw it too hard. When it hit me in the mouth,
gross.
I did fall down on the ground.
Whoa.
And I started coughing and trying. It was hard to breathe for a minute. And
this sounds dramatic.
I got to tell you, it's embarrassing. But what was nice about it, I'm going to tell you, she ran right over to me. And she was standing over me, and she was very apologetic and very sweet. And she said to me, what can I do to make this better? And this is where I got brave.
Oh, nice.
I said, what if you go out to dinner with me on Friday night?
Whoa. All right, wait a seize the opportunity.
Yeah.
What'd she say? Did she think that was cute?
Well, she laughed and she said yes.
Yeah,
oh,
all
right.
Awesome.
Okay.
So did you guys actually make it to dinner, or were you so injured from the egg thing you never actually went out?
No. I recovered quickly, and we made it out to dinner. We went to Olive Garden.
Oh, I love
and
Olive Garden.
What was the Olive Garden like for you two lovebirds?
Olive Garden was a different world. Not in a good way. No, he's laughing back there, but wasn't a good thing. It was like we had been set up at the barbecue, and it was like we had all these games to play, things to say to each other. And then we get to Olive Garden, and it's like it just got so real. Like, I didn't know what to say to her.
Yeah.
That's usually when I take one of those breadsticks and just put it in my mouth and look at the person across the table from me. Just make eye contact. Awkward eye contact.
No. I was feeling so nervous. So I only ordered a salad, and I felt like, okay, well, I'm just going to try to eat light. And she ordered like a full meal, like breadsticks, chicken parmesan, and like a side of shrimp scampi. Like,
I'm going to tell you right now, I think you went wrong ordering only a salad.
Yeah, dude.
No woman wants to go out with a guy who's just eating a salad while she scarfs down. Good on her, but what'd you do while she was eating? Just looked at her?
You know what I did? I took my time, eat my salad one bite at a time, and I just kind of tried to wipe my mouth after each bite.
Oh.
Just spread out the salad for an entire 3-hour meal. One salad.
Well, unfortunately, I wish it had lasted 3 hours. It was only about probably 28 minutes total. I think I timed it, which I should have done.
Probably.
It was 28 minutes.
Oh.
And what she did was she got up at the end and she said, "Thank you very much for dinner." And she shook my hand, and I tried to pull her in for a kiss, but she pulled away and turned away and left.
Wow, did she seem angry about something?
No, you know, she was really polite, but she just went ahead and walked out and left. Not mean, but just not nice either, you know?
I mean, it all doesn't sound like you guys had the best chemistry.
Oh, man, I tell you, it was not the chemistry that we had when I had an egg in my throat, but...
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we can score you a second date, and then on that date, you just keep an egg in your mouth the whole time. Okay? We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, man, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.